The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the voice of Shasta County. Good morning, everybody.
Good
7:06
morning.
In the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Chris. I know you're out there listening. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
And how was your weekend since you took off like an 86-day weekend? How was it?
It was busy, a lot of windshield time. We, Brenda and I wound up driving up to Smith River via Grants Pass because that's the easier way than going up the 101.
That's the way we do it.
Yeah, and had to stop off in Cave Junction at the famous Taylor Sausage and Stock Up.
It's Stock Up. Okay.
Stock Up, okay. Good morning. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning. Happy April 13th, this Monday morning. Currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 75. Looks like we're going to look maybe a chance of showers tonight with temperatures lowering to 46. Mostly sunny tomorrow with temperatures at a 65. And Tuesday night, clear with 47. We're glad to be back in the seat. We had a great weekend up in Cedarville. Of course, for the annual squirrel shoot, and it's great to be back here. I think Carl's got like
it was
you
good
know,
for us.
How many slices do you have on your arms from your kills?
It was good for us. It wasn't good for the squeaks, though. You know what? We were up there, and we figured that we were saving the we saved the farmers, and you know, in 3 days we saved them. You know, how much do you save a farmer or rancher up there? Well, if you figure that every one of these little devils eats 4 ounces of alfalfa a day, because that's all the Belgian ground squirrel does, is eat, dig, and make little Belgian ground squirrels. That's all they do. And you figure that they eat 4 ounces a day, that, you know, we figured that we were saving them 100 pounds of alfalfa a day. 100 pounds of alfalfa a day after shooting. But then I'm talking to Dr. Norm Verhoek. His family was up there along with us, and of course with the Whites, Lou and Kathleen, and
we were along
many
with
others.
Them.
We were along with them. You're right.
We tag along every year.
They invite us. We come along. Is that he says? You know, really, he says, no matter how much we shoot, you know, if we hit one every time, we would do. It would be. It's like sticking your finger in a hole in the dam. There were so many squirrels up there that it was unbelievable. More than I've ever seen. And, you know, they can't poison them, or if the poison they have, you know, it was okay and now it's not okay. It's just pathetic when you think about it, how much damage these little rodents do. And the farmers and ranchers, I mean, they literally drove Lou and I around to find the spot in a 2-acre area. We exterminated 200 of them. It's like the ground.
Well, this is the most populated I've ever seen it.
I mean, they run across roads by the hundreds.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and the raptors are coming down, and the raptors are just, they sit up on the telephone poles, bald eagles, 4 of them, waiting for you to do it. Anyway. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back. Welcome to Free Fire Radio this week. We have a lot of things happening today. We've got the entire publishing staff of the Record Search Site is going to be with us.
Oh, fantastic.
The publisher, Silas Lines, who's the editor, and then the managing editor, Carol Ferguson. Oh, I'm going to be here today. We've got a couple of big things to talk about, but first let's start off with our friend John. Hey, we've got something happening with the Grange.
Good morning,
hey,
Tina.
Hey, John.
Good morning. I'd like to say right off the bat, the Grange supports squirrel wars because you're up there helping the farmers.
You know, yes. We're helping the farm. You know what? And we are trying to stem the tide. They don't get down here and start eating almonds.
Exactly. Keep them up in the highlands and go up every year with the Whites. Yeah, I'm glad you had a good
we go out there we ate lasagna too. So, you know, part of Sons of the Italy thing.
There
so
you
John
go.
Taseo.
Taseo.
That's right, Taseo.
Thank you for your service.
Or is it Tassello?
It's Tassello.
It's Tassello. Okay. Correct me here because you know the Italian last name is really important.
Just say Johnny T.
JT works.
JT, John Tassello.
That'll work.
So what's happening with the Grange?
And I'm here not for the Sons of Italy, but for the Reading Grange. We're just to say that the Reading Grange is alive and well. And you've been there several times and might not have even known it because you've been to what everybody knows is the Sons of Italy Hall, but is actually at the same time Reading Grange 446.
And we're having that.
You did not know. We've got a big sign on there, but this, the relationship with the Grange has been there for 30 years with the Sons of Italy. We're very proud to be a part of them. And many of us, such as myself, are Grange members as well as Sons of Italy. And this time of year, we're having our one and only fundraiser. Guess what we're going to have?
What?
Pasta.
What a surprise. Well,
guys, it's a change.
Not a squirrel.
I brought back a few hundred squirrel if you want it.
I've never had any squirrel in the polenta
no,
recipe.
You didn't.
We didn't bring any. They're filled.
Well, let's hear about
picks.
What the event is for. You're doing a fundraiser, but when you raise the funds for the Grange, is this just to make sure it's operating?
No, actually, this is for we have a scholarship program. The Grange does a couple of things really well here locally. We have a dictionary program. We've given out over 3,000 dictionaries to the third grade kids over the years, and this fundraiser is specifically towards scholarships for our local students. We're hoping to put out two $1,000 scholarships as we do every year.
Wow.
And I have to tell you, the caliber of kids that we get in putting in scholarships applications, you wish you had one for everyone. A great bunch of kids, and we're trying to help out our local kids with their education. So that's what the fundraiser is all about. So we're really looking for some support. Don't cook that day. It's on the 19th of April. It's on a Sunday. We'll be serving from 4 to 7, and I guarantee it'll be a good pasta dinner with the garlic bread and salad and pasta and meatballs, and you're helping the kids out here locally.
So can you get it to go?
You sure can. A lot of people like to get it to go.
Get it to go and bring it home. Don't cook on Sunday night.
Don't cook on Sunday night. Don't do dishes. Come down. Support the Grange. Support the kids and have a great meal for only $10. You can't beat that.
$10, yeah. Man. You can't go out and have that kind of food for that. Plus, it's going towards scholarship program for the Grange.
That is correct. And like I said, we get some great, great kids every year. We sit down and we go over the scholarships, and we're really proud to be able to do that. We just wish we had more because there's some great kids. They all need to go to college.
Uh-huh. So the Grange and the Sons of Italy are held in the same building.
That is correct. It's a very unique partnership between the two organizations. The Sons of Italy pretty much does all the events throughout the year. We upkeep the building in cooperation with the Grange. So it's a mutually beneficial partnership for two great organizations. So the Sons of Italy is there all the time doing events. The Grange has this one fundraiser. They do a dictionary program. We have monthly meetings, but usually Sons of Italy is keeping the doors open there and having all the events. But like I said, it's a great partnership, works out beneficial for both organizations.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. We like it.
Yeah, we like that. Okay, now how do we get the tickets again?
You can call me. We have flyers all over, but you could call me at 365-5978. And, of course, I'm going to buy you two, if you guys are available, the three of you. I wanted to find out what your schedule was. Like I said, you've been there many times. You know where it's at. And if you guys like to go, I'll personally buy some tickets for you.
Oh,
take it down
boy.
So you let
nice.
Me know.
We will. We'll let you know that.
But and more importantly, we want to get a lot of other people to buy some tickets.
Everybody
so you know how money we're cooking for. Right?
That's right.
That's right. Well, not only, we will never run out of food. That's one thing we don't do. We won't run out of food.
But this is to help people. This is to help students.
Exactly right. Like I said, it's a great program. So we hope you can support us.
Super.
All right, John. Thanks so much. Sunday night from 4?
From 4 until 7, there's your own flyer.
From 4 to 7, here we go. April 19th, there you go. 4 to 7, eat, in, or take out. And, of course, you've got the old-time fiddlers that are going to be there.
Thank you,
entertainment
Linda,
by the old-time fiddlers. Pasta, meatballs, salad, and garlic bread, $10 or $5 for kids under 12. So, and you can get cupcakes for 50 cents. It's Reading Grange number 446, which you know is on Cedars Road. In case you've never been there, you know that it's Cedars Road. You're going to find it.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
Thank you for having me in.
Hey, you know one of the best things about being gone for the weekend?
Coming back, sleeping in our bed.
getting back into our sleep number bed. You know what? I can't. If you aren't sleeping well, I can really say now that you need to go down to the Sleep Number store because we sleep so well. We've been talking about this for 2 years. We've got a hectic schedule, as you know. We go out, and then we do maybe every so often. We do get out, and we get away. We come back, and we believe that, you know, we realize that for the first couple of days you're not sleeping well. Why? It's because we're not in our Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number setting is 40, as is Linda. Your Sleep Number setting
is 40. Well, mine's changed. I've gone from 55 down to 45, and I'm just really kind of hanging out there for a while and been fatigued. I think a lot of it has to do with it's been cold season and maybe the winter, and it might firm up a little bit more, but that's the beauty of having our Sleep Number is that we can change our individual settings if we've been working out or been outside, and it's nice to be able to say, tonight I'd like to have a firmer sleep. But I'll tell you what, even though we stayed in a really nice place that we like to stay in while we were in Cedarville, again, like what Carl said, it was so nice. And we did say, oh, it feels so good to be back in our Sleep Number bed.
Well, you know, in our Sleep Number beds with the dual air technology also now has a Sleep IQ, which tracks your sleep and gives you ideas on how you can really know what affects your sleep and what's going on. All of this in our Sleep Number bed. And the only way you're going to be able to find this out is go to the Sleep Number store. Right now, you can save $300 to $800 on a Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center and see Brian or Janice. And take a look at the Sleep Number bed. Made in America, guaranteed. And it's rated number one in Consumer Reports. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Just take those old records off.
Whatever you're cooking smells good, Ma. Where's Dad?
I don't know. I think he's in the garage. Hey, tell him it's time for dinner.
Left step.
Left step.
Nice heels, Dad. What are you doing?
I'm practicing for the walk a mile in her shoes.
What is that?
Every 90 seconds in this country, a woman is sexually assaulted. It's time for men like us to say no more. The walk a mile in her shoes is a call to men to educate and engage our community about a very serious subject to take action in preventing sexualized violence.
What can I do to help?
Every man should join us on Saturday, May 9th at 10 a.m. for the walk a mile in her shoes to benefit One Safe Place. Do you like I did.
Don't ask the tough questions. Who will? Apply now at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Join us as we celebrate 20 years of World Service with Simpson University on Thursday, April 16th at the World Serve Student Scholarship Spring Banquet. Come hear our fantastic Simpson Chorale, share a delicious meal with friends, and enjoy a program that includes a keynote speaker, students, and alumni. It will be an evening to remember. Get your tickets today as seating is limited. Purchase tickets online at simpsonu.edu/springbanquet or call Diane Mueller at 530-226-4524.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Monday morning, 7:21 in the morning, 45 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked the top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. Why? Because Shasta Regional treats their people well and changes their lives. All right. Well, good morning. Welcome back. Did you have something there, Bob?
Well, yes. And I'm not sure why I'm making the announcement, because the people it affects can't hear. Our wireless system went down, and we weren't able to connect to the internet, so we had to reboot everything. So those who are listening on the stream will have lost it, and they'll have to relog their router they'll have to relog their browser. But if they can't hear,
okay,
then of course they're not getting
the message. Well, then this was a waste of 32 seconds.
Well, okay. No, because people who go over to the radio and turn it on, even though it's a little scratchy, would distance.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. All right. Friday, Veteran Service Officer Duke Medeiros, who was hired just back last November after going through a very extensive vetting process against some pretty good people, was fired. turn loose. And I'm going to read a couple of things here. This is from John Kleckner. We have a big problem in Shasta County. Currently, the Shasta County Veterans Service Office has been decimated and can no longer function, in my opinion, with seven of its most important employees gone. And what happened is it appears that Mr. Medeiros was let loose. This is from Fred Salante, head of the MIAP. I want to express my concern over the actions last week, and this was Friday, that resulted in the firing of Duke Medeiros and the resignation of Jim Young and the clerical staff for the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. John Tesla is here with me, JT. This is huge. This whole thing, because it's not just firing Duke, who was just hired after a lengthy process, but the senior staff just resigned in protest after he was fired.
Well, you're just now telling me this, and I'm sitting in shock because Duke was the pick of the litter. They went through an extensive program. They got this incredible talent and intelligent man, knew what he was talking about. He's got a staff. They've been working together all these months, year, and now they're all gone. And it says a lot about him when his staff immediately picks up and walks out with him. Somebody really messed up. They made a mistake.
Well, you know, there were 42 allegations against Duke. And since he only worked there 120 total days, that meant he had an allegation every 2.5 days. Now, of what?
Not from his staff, obviously. Who would know better whether he was doing his work properly or not?
Most significant is the fact when Mr. Medeiros was fired that the senior veteran service officer, who was one of the ones that was looking at, they looked at him, I believe it, for that job, resigned. He said, and three other clerks resigned in protest over false allegations. Does this not highlight the fact that the senior staff supported him and they felt it wrong to fire him? What's going on here? There's going to be a board of supervisors meeting tomorrow, my friends, veterans, people that care about veterans. Let me tell you why this is so important. The Veterans Service Office helps thousands. There's 4,000 people that are helping. They've got 6,000 claims that are going on, 7 vacancies now in the staff, which means they're almost down to nothing. For every dollar spent on a veteran in this county, three come back. This veteran service officer turns over millions of dollars each year in support of veterans who rightfully have claims against this government. And you know how screwed up the VA is. They need people in their corner, and this is the group that does it.
This is the group that helps the local veterans here. We should be doing everything we can to get this man back in office and get the staff up and running. We don't need any type of delays here locally. And like you just point out, Carl, that you go down the food chain, the VA has some issues, and it looks like we have issues with our VA office here. I would think that some unelected bureaucrat made a really bad decision.
Well,
we need to find out
I'm
what happened.
I'm wanting to know what it is. We're going to give Larry Leeds a call as soon as we can and see if they can make some kind of statement. But again, I would recommend that everybody who cares, you get your friends and your neighbors, and you go down to the Board of Supervisors because they had to have something to say about this and find out what happened. I mean, the Record Searchlight had it in there Friday, but this is still going on. This is still hot and heavy this morning. That we need to find out, because just right now, like I said, they've got 6,000 clients and 4,000 claims in process. Not only that, in 2014, this office generated $7 million in income for Shasta County from the federal government. This is for the money that the veterans earned. This isn't some kind of freebie there. This is from what the veterans earned. This was part of their deal when they supported the country, is that they get a retirement, and they're taken care of medically, and all of these things. These aren't some kind of like freebie that's given to them like we see so many others. It also receives $92,000 from the state to support the office. The Veterans Service officer is the lowest paid department head, and of all the different departments here. Yet it makes more money probably than many of the other departments. Anyway, this is you didn't know about it.
You caught me totally flat-footed on that. I'm shocked and disappointed to hear it.
Yeah, we were gone Friday when this happened, and I saw this thing. I saw it starting flying back and forth, and I didn't get on the internet until yesterday. So. This is something we need to follow up on.
I will be there in the morning with you guys, I'm sure, 9 o'clock.
You know, I'm going to have to leave a little bit early from here just to make sure I get there, or leave right as the show's over to get there. But I would like to. I would like to hear.
Just want some answers.
Yeah, we'll maybe get Collector Ron and a few others to talk about it tomorrow. Because you know what? Come to think of it, I may have 8 o'clock open tomorrow, and this may be a good time to run and gun
rattle
this with some of our veterans, our veteran advocates. All right, we're going. Thanks a lot, John. But you know, you're shocked too, though, right?
Oh,
I mean,
you know, Duke,
right?
Well, when you mentioned it, I had to ask you. You said what, Carl? I couldn't believe what you just told me.
I know. Okay. Hey, but we do have good news. Hillary's running. Wait a minute. Just a cloud of silence here. Hillary's running. Did you know that some of the people that are campaigning for Hillary say that's sexist just to call her Hillary? Because she doesn't want to be called? You know, I mean, just say Hillary instead of her name Hillary Clinton. But Hillary likes being known as Hillary, I think. I mean, you know. Hillary's running for president. She wants to champion the middle class. This is the woman that gets millions of dollars for a single speaking engagement. She's going to champion me. Today, the statistics came out, and 26% of the people in the United States pay 84% of the taxes. The middle class pay, that'd be 26. So like 80% or 60% pay the other 14%. The bottom 20% get money back without paying in. Is that great? Is this a good country?
I'm still stuck. You said we were silent when you said that. I'm still stunned every time I think about the fact that someone would support her. And I'm sorry, that this, she could actually win, and it's just sad. It does send me into silence.
Here's questions you need to ask. Is, as Secretary of State, what does she accomplish? All right? That's not everybody raise their hand at the same time. As Secretary of State, what did she accomplish? Benghazi?
Yeah, sure.
Why are we still talking about this? Aren't we ready to move on from that? Well, you are. Let's talk about how about Egypt? Oh, yeah, that went into a dictatorship. How about Libya? Oh, fighting in there, rebels fighting both sides. Syria? Oh, ISIS? How about all these things that you've done that were just really – oh, how about this? The crowning glory for Hillary and Obama is – the Ukraine. Oh, under her watch. Okay.
Carla goes all the way. She couldn't even run a law office. Let's face it. I mean, she really hasn't done anything positive.
Unfortunately, though, that there's a chance. Is there going to be any Democrat that's going to, you know, are they going to pay some Democrat to run against her, though? That's all I have to say. I mean, when's enough is enough of the Clintons? I mean, if they've had enough of Bushes, we should have enough of Clintons. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. The time is 7:28, April 13. 45 degrees out there today. May have a slight chance of rain. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Call 243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Oh no, dirty carpets! So I call Preferred Carpet Care. You know they've been voted the best of the North State, and now my carpets look like new. Preferred Carpet Care. Clean, efficient, and professional. I love the way my carpets look. Remember the number.
243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hey, Aberea here for my friends at Palomar Builders. Palomar respects this community and is committed to building the best and highest valued homes in Reading. It's all about improving and supporting the area we call home, the North State. That's why local subcontractors are such a huge part of the process and have helped make Palomar Builders' reputation what it is today. On the radio, Palomar Builders helps to make programs like Destination North State and Reading Colt 45's baseball possible here on KCNR. A trusted local builder for nearly 25 years, Palomar Builders.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It's 7:33 in the morning, 45 degrees out here, April the 13th, Monday. Phone line's here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live all over the world on KCNR 1460.
Well, so, good morning, and we hope our computers are back up here. We've had a little bit of a glitch here, but, you know, I think that we're streaming again.
Yes, we are. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. If you're looking for jewelry of the highest caliber and somebody that's ready to deal, go see Leonard and Associates at Four Winds Jewelry, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. He's got it all there. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. You know what?
This is live radio. If you're just tuning in, it's currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going
to
have a
weather's
mostly
always brought
sunny,
to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. Mostly sunny day with temperatures around 78. Chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 46. Tuesday is going to be high of 65, mostly clear and 47. Good Monday morning here, and good morning to our chat pack and all of our listeners here on KCNR 1460. You know, what we love is the Cascade Theater and when they do their productions. When we have seen the community productions, what we've got coming up here is going to be a really exciting show. It's called Peter Pan, and I believe it opens on Thursday. And with us this morning, we have Chris Dickey and Patrick Kramer. Chris, good morning. And we're going to have you turn up your microphone there. And Patrick, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So we have Chris Dickey's playing Mrs. Darling, and Patrick is playing John Darling. Let's start with you, Chris. Get in there on the microphone. And so tell us what this role means for you.
This role is ridiculously fun. I haven't been on the stage since high school, and the Cascade Theater is the most amazing place to be and to feel the energy, and the cast is amazing. So for me, it's just a huge uplifting chance to hang out with some really, really talented people, and I'm so, so very excited to be a part of all of it.
There's nothing better than theater.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
It's
especially
like
musical theater.
A kinship,
it's so
isn't it?
It is. It is.
Now, I like to ask this question. Do you have a superstition or a ritual that you do before you go on stage?
Try not to throw up. No, it's been so long, and I'm still so new to it. So really just trying to make eye contact with everybody before they go on and just get some hugs and stuff. And it's such a big family, and I'm just so lucky to have been welcomed into it that I feel great just going out there.
Well, the Cascade Theater has been doing some wonderful things. So this time there really are cast members that are going to fly. And Patrick Kramer, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
You're 10 years old, which means that you would be in, what, fifth grade?
Yes, I am.
Fifth grade. And you're playing John Darling.
Yes, I am. I am the oldest brother, right below Wendy.
Right below Wendy. How many lines do you have?
I have 8 lines, I think.
How does it feel like to have an older sister? She's pretty bossy, huh?
Yeah, she is very
bossy. Get used to it as you get older.
Yeah.
So okay, it keeps going.
How did you when you auditioned and you got your role? Do you have brothers and sisters at home?
I have 2 older sisters.
See, you are in training already. No wonder you got this role. Here's the best part. Do you get to fly?
I do get to fly.
You get to fly.
Yes.
So, how's that feel?
Just feels amazing when you're up in the air.
Really?
Do you have like a little harness on you, and then?
Oh, don't tell anybody the secrets.
Okay. No. You get sprinkled with
We are completely in fantasy land when we're coming on the 16th, and we'll be there. And I love to be there. I think that's the night before opening night, the 16th. You guys open Thursday, right?
Yeah, that's our family sponsor night.
So the official night that you really – so I love the fact that that's when you are just going through it the first time. Really, really, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so – and to me, that's the most exciting. And a closing night, of course, because it's the happy and the sad and all the things in between. When you're at home and going through your lines as John Darling, Patrick, does mom or do your sisters go over your lines with you?
My mom and my sisters sometimes do.
Do you have to go over them daily?
No, not daily, because there's just 8 lines.
Right.
And I memorize them pretty quick.
You memorize them pretty quick. Okay. So what kind of rehearsals do you have? Has it been pretty demanding on time?
Yeah.
It has been. I, unfortunately, was away on a school trip, so I missed a lot of the tech week. But we ran pretty hard yesterday, and we have rehearsals the rest of this week.
So
right.
Do you think, you know, with Peter Pan, I mean, you guys got some big shoes to fill here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
and, I mean, this has been going on for what? I mean, when I was your age, Patrick, I was watching it on TV, you know, and I think it was Mary Martin back then.
Kathy Rigby.
And then Kathy Rigby and all that. Yeah. So this is great, though. You having a good time?
I am having a very great, good time.
So do you act a lot? Or is this your first big role?
This is my first big role.
Have you been in other plays?
I've been in one other play at my school. It was Pirates of Penzance.
Mm. Whoa. Musical, very musical.
Gilbert and Sullivan, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when are we going to, when can we, we're going to start this when? This Thursday?
This Thursday is the grand opening opening night, you know, for the, I'm sure it's going to be sold out like every other performance that happens because, you know, when, Jana and her team put on productions at the Cascade. They're always stellar. And I know there's a lot of time and commitment that goes in. Chris, does Mrs. Darling have a song?
I do. I sing a lullaby at the beginning before I head off and the children meet Peter.
Peter Pan and Tinkerbell. Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much. Do you have, before we go and we go into another break here, do you have, why should a person go see Peter Pan? Let's start with you, Mrs. Darling.
It's just a very magical show. It's very child-related, but family-related as well. And it's got everything from comedy to drama to just... pure excitement. Oh, the crocodile's amazing. Our costumers did an incredible job on the crocodile and everything. So it's got a little bit for everybody, so you don't want to miss
out. And you're really going to be flying there at the Cascade Theater. Well,
John Darling, is this your first radio interview?
It is my first radio interview.
Well, do you know that we have this archive so you can download this so you can have it at, you know, 50 years from now when you're playing Peter Pan? Or 20 years from now when you're playing Peter Pan. And
for your kids.
It'd be for your kids.
Yeah, I'll definitely download it.
Okay. we'll show Mom how to do that.
Well, let's hear from you too, Patrick, who's playing John Darling. What do you tell your friends? What do you tell everybody? Why should somebody go see Peter Pan?
It's just an amazing show. There's a bunch of singing and acting, and the pirates and the Indians and the Lost Boys, they're just so awesome, and they're so good at all they do.
Okay.
It's just a great show.
You can get your tickets at the Cascade Theater. This looks like a great time. And you know what? It'll be sold out. So everybody head on down there and see. Go down and see. And we've got part of the Darling family here, Chris Dickey and Patrick Kramer. So we're going to be out there.
And Mom.
And Mom over there. Okay. Thanks a lot for being here with us today.
Thank you.
Break a leg. All right?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR.
Like the legend of the phoenix, yeah. All ends with beginnings. It keeps the planet spinning. The force from the beginning.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234 and we'll be there for you.
4.5 million Americans would die each year without life-saving blood transfusions. You can help us save lives while being a winner, too.
The Diamond Drop is happening live at Reading Shasta Blood Center. Desi and I will be there from 10 to 5 showcasing a gorgeous diamond necklace, sponsored by Four Winds Jewelry. Challenge yourself and others in our Operation Save a Life campaign.
It's the Diamond Drop, April 17th at Shasta Blood Center. Call 221-0600 and sign up today.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:44 in the morning, 45 degrees. 605-4567 is a portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service. Doll makes some models. Ask Martin. He can get it all done. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. If it's an emergency, give him a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Very trustworthy, veteran-owned business. And we're here.
We're very excited, you know, because the Red Bull Roundup is happening. It begins, folks. You know that, okay, we got past Easter. We got through so many different things that happened, but the Red Bluff Roundup, it's here. And with us this morning is Jolene Keeman. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Ruth Nicholas. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, gals. Good to see you again.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Such beautiful. And, of course, they're blondes. And blondes do have more fun, especially if you wear cowboy boots, right?
Woo! Yeah.
Take no prisoners.
Everything going now this week.
That's you right. Bet. Let's talk a little bit about the Red Bluff Roundup and some of the things happening. Let's begin with you, Ruth, and give us a little bit, like give us some snippets, and we'll go to Jolene about some of the events.
We are in the middle of our 11 days. We have 11 days worth of activities. Of course, the Roundup kicks off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, of course. Rodeo Friday night, 7:30, Saturday at 2:30, and then Sunday at 1:30. 500 contestants, a great time. Red Bluff is sort of the spring break for the rodeo world. A lot of those guys have been, you know, in the north where it's cold and snowy, and they come out here, and the roses are blooming, and the weather's great, and fans are ready to have a good time.
Oh, Fantastic. Well, Jolene, you know, we met last year.
Yes.
And you're in charge of a lot of the events that go on. Tell us about what your role is.
Well, I'm passionate about pink, and that's the event that I push the most. Is Sundays are tough enough to wear pink performance.
Right.
And so far in the 9 years we've been doing it, we have raised $280,000, and that money has stayed in our community. And it's a community effort. Different groups, Tehama Shooters just had a shoot on Sunday where they're donating the proceeds. Rotary donates tips and different things. The media day tomorrow, their barbecue for lunch will be a fundraiser. But the beauty of it, it stays in our community. It goes to St. Elizabeth Imaging Center, and we're funding their nurse navigator program, or helping to fund their nurse navigator program that they started last year.
Good stuff when we think about when we do fundraisers that it stays locally. People like to hear that. So Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day is on Sunday. That would be the closing day of the rodeo.
Yes, and it's also the day that we have our wild ride. And if you haven't been there for our wild ride.
We have, and this was great. They get guys on horses.
On the wild horses.
And this is where they run, try to race around the track.
No, this is a saddle bronc ride. And the guys dress up in costume, and they can be everything from, we had a Miley Cyrus last year after the twerking thing.
You're right, because I was thinking of something else that happened.
And then we had Uncle Sam, and we had an Easter Bunny last year because it was on Easter. And then they ride, it's a saddle bronc ride for 8 seconds, and then it's not part of the PRCA Pro Rodeo, but those guys do it for fun, and they get pretty wild and Western, and then the winner gets a saddle and $1,000.
Oh,
and it's fun.
But you had another wild horse race around the track, though, too.
That's the cool thing about the roundup. There's always something going on. It's rodeo, but then there's horse races, and there's the wild ride, and the fans get into it. I mean, it is nonstop. You look down for a second, and you've missed something.
It's not something happens in between the events like that, where everybody's kind of like,
It's packed.
Okay, so tell us again, opening night.
Friday night, 7:30.
Friday night. So, because I'm a visual person, so I have to think about. So the Red Bluff Roundup opens on Friday night. What goes on Friday night?
And that's our family night. And we're running ticket specials and everything else to get the families out there. And also, we run a Cowboys and Kids program throughout the week. And they come in and go into the schools and teach the kids about rodeo. And every kid that participates in this program gets a voucher for a ticket on Friday night. And the kids that participated in our kids' rodeo camp a few weeks ago got a voucher to come Friday night to our rodeo.
But what's really cool here, it talks about the cowboys go out and again and teach how to live the cowboy way, how to avoid gangs and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be good to your fellow man, be good to your animals, be good, be kind-hearted.
There's character lessons with that. I mean, you're teaching rodeo and the eight events, but it's a way to hook the kids to say, hey, this is how rodeo cowboys live. They don't do drugs. They don't run in gangs. They don't drink, because if you do those things, you aren't going to be the best at your sport. So they use that as the hook for the lessons in school.
Well, no, we've had the clown, we've had the professional clown here, and we've had the bull rider. We'll be having some of these guests this week. Mm-hmm. But I don't think people really realize how athletic and how committed to their sport and their profession they have to be. I mean, to be flipped around, flipped off. I mean, you can't just be out drinking beer till 3 o'clock the night in the morning come and just, you know, with a hangover and get on a bull. You're going to get slaughtered.
That is the only way I'd get on a bull. I would have a hangover. I may need help to be putting me down there as they tie me on to get on these bulls. But here's the thing. You've got over 500 contestants here, and they're going to compete, of course, in all the 7 rodeo events. Last year, the rodeo paid out over $250,000 to the winning cowboys and cowgirls. Something else people don't know that realize is that this isn't a union. There's no cowboy union out there, and they get injured, and they can't ride. That's it for them. There's no backup. Yep. This is truly the last individual sport like this.
We are a pro sport, but we are about the only pro sport where there is no contract. Like you said, you pay to play. You got to pay an entry fee, but if you get hurt, you're done. You're not getting paid until you're back out there, which is sort of adds another aspect, because a lot of these guys are physically tough to where they will compete hurt because they know they need the money,
yeah.
And mentally they can handle it.
And they travel from rodeo mm-hmm. to rodeo to rodeo. So if them coming here with this many great riders and coming to this rodeo means that this is a good rodeo, it's got great stock. See, if they yep. when they draw, if they don't get good stock, yep. they just skip it. It's
score.
Not worth their time. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of people here. You got some great stock, and there's some contractors coming here, of course, from right here, Groundy, right yep. here in Red Bluff. Here. So this is something that's extra special for our area.
Well, we're excited. We're going to find out more tomorrow at Media Day, but you've got the Chris Cagle concert
yes.
on
yes.
This Saturday. He is the bomb. He's fantastic.
He's cute too, isn't he?
Yeah. So good score there. Yes. How are you doing with ticket sales?
Ticket sales are going great. We're almost sold out on Saturday. So.
Okay. So tell us how you get tickets and what the price would be.
Go online for your tickets
okay.
for Chris Cagle and Rodeo
okay.
at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Okay. Okay.
Rodeo tickets vary from $14 to $26.
Okay, that's reasonable.
And like I say, for families, your best night to come is
Friday night.
We're offering okay. a special.
And let me tell you, there's not really any bad seats in there to watch the Red Bluff Roundup. There isn't. I mean, we've sat in different spots each year, and we've been able to see everything. But that wild, you know, that race around the track where they're on wild horses.
Horse race.
On that horse race. And the thing that got me was this guy was in the lead. I think they'd have to grab the horse and they saddle him, right?
Or
they
yes.
In the ring, in the arena.
On the track.
On the track. Okay, right there in the track. I know I've seen this, please, no matter what you think. I keep going wrong here. But when I see him, okay, you're right. They're saddling him out there on the track. They get him saddled, and this one guy takes off. He goes all the way around. He's got like 50 yards before he wins. Horse stops, turns, and runs the opposite direction. And this guy's trying to turn. Horse goes all the way around. They didn't win, but it was fun. Then there's this. Then there's these fantastic, just like a quarter mile race with everybody mm-hmm. getting it on there. It's a good place to go and have a good time.
Well, the rodeo begins at 7 p.m. Again, that's on the 17th, and at 2:30 on April 18th, and at 1:30 on April 19th. So. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have fantastic events going on. And again, the rodeo features the best rodeo cowboys and cowgirls in the PRCA, which are world champions, and those in the top world standings. Guys, you're going to get to see world-class rodeo with the Red Bluff Roundup. And again, Sunday is the, what do you call it, pink? It's
Tough enough to wear pink.
So all the cowboys will be in pink and the ring announcer in pink and the clown in pink. And what else?
There's a lot of community activities that go on in conjunction with the Red Bluff Roundup. We are having a meet and greet with the bullfighters at the Bob Kirstein's Pavilion on April 16th from 4 to 6 p.m. Bring them out. Bring the kids out. They can get the autographs of the bullfighters. And that's sponsored by our Beast Up energy drink. They're a new sponsor
Beast
with
Up.
Very we have a mixer going on downtown on Thursday night.
Wait a minute. Let's just talk about this one for a while. When you throw that one, I thought it was a misprint. But it's not. I thought, what? Beast Up. Like, you mean it takes Red Bull and what, elevates it another 50 degrees or something? Beast Up? Oh, here.
Quite
here,
frankly,
honey,
I
have some Beast Up before you go to school. Here, have some Beast Up before we go out today. Yeah.
Make you feel better.
But I plan on tasting it before the week's over.
Yeah, do you have Beast? Do you drink Beast Up with, like, you know, like you dump it into your Lagermeister or something like this?
All right, next. Okay, right. So we have the big. That's on the 11 days of Roundup. If you can get past the first one.
If you're still walking after the first one, after the meet and greet, you drink two of these Beast Up, you're riding the
Beast
next
Up, day. I'll become the bullfighter. Are you kidding? Then we have the Mixer, mm-hmm. April 16th, and the Chamber Cowboy Golf Tournament. How fun.
Yes.
Wait, what happens on that? The Cowboys go out?
Oh, yeah.
The Cowboys go out there. They play for free, and they mix with the community. And I haven't been, but I've heard it's a wonderful event.
Do they wear cowboy boots with
with their golf,
yeah. golf spikes on?
Well, that would be a cool thing.
And I've our parade's on Sunday, Saturday morning, mm-hmm. downtown okay. Red Bluff.
Oh, boy. That'll be flat.
Same time
flashy
that you have the
fun.
Big pancake breakfast down there.
The Kiwanis do one heck of a job putting on that breakfast.
How many people are you having usually in your parade? Is it a big parade?
Yeah.
It's like a good-sized parade.
100 entries.
Oh, wow. That's cool. And then Chris Cagle.
So there's Cagle. Something for anybody, everybody in Red Bluff this week.
If,
so
if you can't find something to do, starting, if you're a golfer, you've got that. You like pancakes? We've got something for
like
you.
Like a parade?
You want to beast up? We got that.
Meet the bullfighters. Can we please say, okay, would you like to come meet the bullfighters?
That's right, the bullfighters. And let me tell you, let's talk about bullfighters here. When we say bullfighters, they're not the ones, you know, people may not know anything. What's this guy out there with the cape? No. They're out there wearing these funny clothes and these loose pants, you know, and they look kind of funny and faces are painted. Let me tell you, if there's any braver men out in the arena, you're not going to see them because, you know, when somebody goes down and they've hit hard and they're just kind of laying there trying to figure out why the hell they ever started this, and the bull turns on them, the bullfighter is in front of the bull, slapping it in the face and turning the bull away from a fallen cowboy. And if you don't think that the cowboys don't appreciate the bullfighters, you're crazy. Because the bullfighters will throw themselves in there, and I've seen it. I've seen them launched over the back into the chutes trying to save a fighter, save a rider. The rider's hung up in the rope, and that bull is in a strong turn to his right. The bullfighter's in on top of the bull, getting him loose. I mean, and we're going to have a bullfighter with us Thursday. We're going to talk to.
Well, we pride ourselves in having the best of the best in the contract personnel, such as our bullfighter. Dusty Tuckness has been at the NFRs how many years, Ruth?
5 or 6.
We have Bob Tallman and Wayne Brooks, both announcers of the year. And this year we have Justin Rumford, who has been Clown of the Year for 3 years.
That's right. Now, to be picked to be in the bullfighter, go to the Nationals, I mean, this is what the Cowboys pick them.
Exactly. Yes.
Cowboys know who they want to have fighting the bull when they're in there. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know what? This is going to be a great time. You know what? It's this weekend. This is the 94th year of the Red Bluff Roundup. And I tell you what, I want it to go for another 94.
And again, for tickets, go to redbluffroundup.com. If you want to get the Chris Cagle concert tickets and see the rodeo on the same night, it would be fantastic. Again, that's redbluffroundup.com. Or you can give them a call at 527-1000. Thank you, Jolene Akeeman and Ruth Nicholas, for being with us this morning. And we look forward to another great year with the 94th Red Bluff Roundup.
And you know what? From what I understand, on the 100th year, Dave West is going to ride. He is signing up to ride a bull on the 100th year.
I heard that too.
Did you hear that too? He's going to drink a 6-pack of Beast Up.
And then get on a bull.
So thanks, Dave, for announcing that and volunteering here 6 more years. Okay. Hey, thanks so much for being here. Thank you so much for you know what? When we moved to Redding 8 years ago, we haven't ever left. This is the longest either one of us have lived anywhere in our lives, really, is right here. Seriously. And one of the reasons is Red Bluff Roundup. All the things that go on right here, the people that put these on, and all the things they do for other people here, it's great. So thank you so much for being with us.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, when we come back, we've got the whole enchilada from the Record Searchlight, the managing editor, the editor, publisher. I think we're going to get all of them. If we don't, we're going to get some of them. Let's talk about the Record Searchlight and what's the future of print media. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. One person is dead after a shooting at a community college in North Carolina. SRN's Jeremy House reports multiple officers are on the scene after shots rang out in the school library and a search continues for a man with a gun.
Meanwhile, a public information officer at the school told the Goldsboro News Argus that police have one suspect, quote, under control. She would not elaborate further or say if police are searching for additional suspects.
Website for Wayne County Community College in Goldsboro reported earlier on its website that the campus was on lockdown and that it was not a drill. Marco Rubio says he is running for president, feels uniquely qualified to talk about the future. And he's gathering his strongest supporters for a political rally and the big announcement later today. In a pre-announcement video posted on his website, he also spoke about a familiar theme of a child of immigrant parents given a chance in America.
For me, America isn't just a country. It's the place that literally changed the history of my family. It's a nation of equal opportunity. It's the most powerful force for good that the world has ever known. This is the America that welcomed my parents.
And Rubio will make his announcement at an event at a rally 6 p.m. Eastern Time at Miami's Freedom Tower, the first stop for tens of thousands of fleeing Cuban exiles during the 60s and 70s. The average national price of a regular gallon of gasoline continues to drop. Fuel price analyst Toby Lundberg.
Right now, the high price in the lower 48 in our panel of cities, San Francisco, $3.13, and the low is Charleston, South Carolina, at $2.10.
Lundberg says the drop came despite a rise in crude oil prices. She says retailers and refiners dropped prices to chase demand from U.S. drivers. Looking to Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average doing well in early trading and holding its own right now. It's up by just about 26 points. The high-tech NASDAQ is up by 22, and this is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was in college, and I used my credit cards as a source of income, and I got into a lot of debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The customer service at Trinity is excellent. They take all of your bills and put them all together. It's one single easy payment.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
I love coming to Mathnasium.
At Mathnasium Learning Centers, we make math make sense to kids. Your child will leap ahead, whether starting out way behind or already ahead. It's how we've grown to more than 500 franchise locations. Now enrolling for summer and year-round. Call now for a free parent pack. 844-799-4999. 844-799-4999. Learn what Mathnasium can do for your child. 844-799-4999.
Police say charges likely will be brought against a person who took a gun to the house where a 3-year-old boy shot his 1-year-old brother in the head and killed him. This neighbor says parents have to be more careful when they have firearms in their homes.
We have these in our home. We got to be more consciously aware of the handling and care of these things, you know, because children, they just grasp just anything.
And police say the older child simply picked up an unattended gun and shot the 1-year-old, not knowing what he was doing. That man spoke to WKYC-TV in Cleveland. 45 executives and employees of a coal mine in western Turkey have gone on trial in connection with a fire last year that left 300 people dead.
It was adjourned as soon as it started, the trial of 45 people involved in Turkey's worst ever mining disaster. 301 people died and 162 were injured last year after a fire broke out in the Aynes coal mine in Soma, western Turkey.
That report from the BBC's Mark Lowen, and this is SRN News. 21-year-old Jordan Spieth closed with a 2-under-70 to win his first Grand Slam title by 4 strokes over Phil Mickelson and Justin Rose at the Masters in Augusta, Georgia.
To join the club that is the Green Jackets and to join Masters history and put my name on that trophy and to have this jacket forever is something that I can't fathom right now.
Spieth was in line to break the 72-hole record until he missed a 5-foot par putt on the final hole. There are no reports of injuries or damage after a mild earthquake shook a wide stretch of Los Angeles last night. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 3.5 quake struck at about 9:17 p.m. local time, and it was centered about a mile southwest of Inglewood. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average continuing to thrive in early trading right now, about 22 points. More details at SRNNews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on Monday morning, April the 13th. right here in River City, Redding, California. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 8:06 in the morning. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning. Happy to be here this morning. Currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios. And we are going to have mostly sunny with temperatures around 75 today. Chance of showers tonight as we look at lows of around 46. Mostly sunny tomorrow with our temperatures reaching around 65. And tomorrow night calls for about 47. Wednesday, we get up into the close to 80 degrees. And that's what we're looking for with our forecast. Sunny is high around 85. That's where we're going. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Give them a call. Pretty soon it's going to be called "It's Really Cool to Be a Shasta Gas Customer Here." Oh, they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Well, we've got a big
Veteran-owned business.
Yep, that's right. We've got a big show ahead of us here. We're really excited about this segment.
Yeah, and this segment is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Right off of right there across the street.
From C.R. Gibbs on Hilltop Drive.
Hilltop Drive. You know what? You can get any type of coffee or great drink there at Espresso Joe's at really reasonable prices. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is absolutely fabulous. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. We have the Record Searchlight, the leaders of the Record Searchlight with us. We have everybody but the publisher here today. We have Silas Lines, who is the editor-in-chief. We have Carol Ferguson, the managing editor. And we would have had Steve.
We would have had Steve. Say hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
He's listening at home.
Are you listening, Steve? I hope you feel better.
Steve is ill this morning.
That's all right,
what
Steve.
There's a bunch of stuff
going around, so get well.
You all have just been – I mean, there's been huge changes at the Record Searchlight as far as – well, not – that you would notice so much, but there's big changes in the back room there with the ownership and in the changing of the masthead and everything.
It's been, behind the scenes, it is kind of a big deal. Those of us that have been with, and Carol and I both worked for Scripps, which owned the paper, one branch of the Scripps family started the paper in 1938. So Scripps has been around for a little while. And there's a lot of history there. And what happened in the past, week and a half, Scripps became a broadcast only company. So they're in your business now. They are, they own radio stations and television stations all over the country. And the newspapers that had been part of the E.W. Scripps company were basically merged with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, which has won the Pulitzer Prize, I think, 9 times, something ridiculous like that. Anyway, it's a great newspaper, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And the new company of just the newspapers is called Journal Media Group. And it's headquartered in Milwaukee. And we are still with most of our former colleagues. I mean, most of the people Carol and I have worked with for years are still the people
still
we talk
there.
To.
Yeah.
We've just added one more paper. And frankly, the broadcast side of the company, we didn't really have a lot of interaction with. What they were doing was very different. It's a very different business. So the fact that we split off from them for us on a day-to-day basis is really not a big thing. The biggest thing is just the brand. We're no longer Scripps. We're now Journal Media Group, and the little lighthouse. You might have noticed the little lighthouse came off of the flag, but I still have a lighthouse in my office, and I'm not getting rid of it.
We're going to get back to this in just a second, but I forgot we have somebody on the line here. I'm sorry. I should know this better. Terry, good morning.
Carl.
I'm sorry. You know what, Terry? It's every Monday.
Hi,
you
Linda.
Would
How
think,
are you, honey?
Good morning.
You would think that I would remember this, but I just got all excited.
Is Linda there,
here.
Carl?
Yes,
I'm here, and you know
there
what?
There you are. Hi, Linda.
We rolled right
Linda
into...
Linda didn't forget me.
No, of course, but we rolled right into our guests, and and Terry, so... okay, so Terry, of course...
Actually, it's my fault. I kind of called late.
Mr. Raposa, good morning.
Yes.
All right, so Mr. Raposa,
yes,
please share with our listeners what is happening on your agenda this evening.
Okay, at 2570 South Bonneview Road at Destiny Fellowship Church tonight at 6 o'clock, Jim Dahl will be speaking. He works for the State Board of Equalization, and as you know, George Runner and many people at the State Board of Equalization are very much against this fire tax, which is interesting when you have people from a state body actually helping people to get their money back from the state. and talking about an illegal fee, which George Runner has stated saying an illegal tax. Jim's going to be talking about that tonight, so I would suggest anybody that has issues with the fire tax or needs to know what they can do about it or needs to get on the list to help fight this should come tonight at 6 o'clock. One other quick thing, too. There's breaking news that I just got from the Shasta Lantern that basically we could be looking at Bunkerville 2 happening in Josephine County. And you can go to Shasta Lantern, Google Shasta Lantern on the Internet, and they will have the article out right now. We just got it. There were several other news sources that gave it to us. But apparently the Bureau of Land Management's at it again with some miners up there that have rights to land, and BLM believes that they can just go in and kick them off the land even without a court order. So more to follow, and maybe someone will call and update you on that tomorrow morning. But tonight, 6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonnie View Road, Destiny Fellowship Church. Come and learn what you can do to get your money back.
To be involved with the community and more information.
Yeah, in community,
well, thank you so much, Terry, always every Monday morning.
Thanks, Linda. If you see Carl anywhere, just say hi to him for me.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Okay.
All right, dude. Thanks a lot.
Have a fun day.
Okay, going back, I'm sorry that I skipped into it because I was really excited to hear about what's going on with the paper here. The fact that that Scripps is going into the radio and TV and divesting themselves out of something they've been in for what? Hundreds of years?
Hundreds. Well, let's see. It was 18. I want to say, I'm going to get this wrong. I think it was 1878 that old E.W. Scripps went to work as the founding editor of the Cleveland paper. And that was kind of the beginning of the company.
Ago,
so, yeah, it started with newspapers. But here's the thing. I mean, over the years, Scripps got into they got into the broadcast business mostly in television, although I think they had been in radio for a while, got out of the radio business. This deal gets them back in the radio business. Mm-hmm. But they also, along the way, invented a little thing called Home and Garden Television. So HGTV and what they called in the company, they called them the networks. And up until what, about 2008?
Before then. 2006 or so?
Turn. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, Don. 2006.
Don't talk to him. Talk
sorry.
To me.
Carol's talking to me. We do this all the time. So until about 2006, we were part of with the networks too. So Home and Garden Television. I used to be very proud that Rachel Ray was my colleague. But anyways, the networks went off on their own, and then the local news operation, broadcast and newspapers, stayed together, and now they split again. So basically, they've been very successful, and the fact that they've been able to create what's now three publicly held companies standing on their own, out of the original beginning of one newspaper is pretty impressive. So it's been a success story. We have a
good idea then for you all.
All right, I'm going to let Carol take this one.
Well, you're talking newspapers, radio. So, okay. Anyway, so the back rooms changed. But it's mainly transparent up front for the day-to-day operations. But we need to take a break here. And I want to talk about the day-to-day operations and how much it's diffused out. I mean, because it has diffused out your day-to-day operations. I mean, to put out your paper takes, people working all over the world, literally? Or is it just all over the United States?
Well, if you count the Associated Press, and we are members of the Associated Press.
I'm just talking about the ones that just kind of put the paper together.
Putting the paper together, that includes Texas, Corpus Christi, Texas.
Okay, so Texas. Okay. We'll be right back. Silas Lyons, Carol Ferguson, editor and managing editor of the editor-in-chief and the managing editor of the Record Searchlight. We'll be right back.
Simpson University, the Christian University of Northern California, announces its newest degree, the Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership. This distinctive graduate degree offers a unique concentration in nonprofit management and prepares graduates to function as highly skilled ethical leaders in a wide spectrum of organizations. We'd like to share more about our unique programs for developing the leadership skills in demand today. Speak with an enrollment professional now. Call us at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/lead.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
For a tax professional that truly understands taxes and can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Tom specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Whether you have a business and want to lower your tax liabilities, or are an investor that would like to lower the taxes you pay on your investments, you want an experienced, compassionate advisor like Tom Wood at the Advice Center. Call Tom at 244-7526 for top quality tax preparation, or this month, Tom's offering a free investment review to see if your investments are tax efficient. Call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment review, or any of your tax, financial, or insurance needs, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to KCNR, 1460, 818 in the morning. And it is 52 degrees here on the 13th on this beautiful Monday. Good morning. And we have some very special guests in the house, but this portion of the show is brought to you by...
Hey, Shasta Blood Center, and the Diamond Drop is happening right here this Friday at the Shasta Blood Center. You come down and you can give blood, but you can also enter into the Diamond Drop giveaway. A beautiful diamond necklace donated by Four Winds Jewelry, Leonard, and his people down there. And what you do is you give them blood, and then you can enter the contest, and it's frozen in a ice sculpture. And when it melts down and it finally melts, the person who picks it gets the closest estimate. Yeah, the closest to it gets a diamond necklace. But the only thing you have to do is give a pint of blood that can save six lives. Each pint of blood can save up to six lives. You can't beat that. Anyway, call 221-0600 to sign up. Shasta Blood Center. Find the hero in you and possibly a diamond too. Our guest is the editor in charge, Silas Lyons, and then the
I just go by editor, but you can add anything you want to it, Carl.
Editor and just spinning champion, and then Carol Ferguson, the day to day one where the rubber meets the road, the managing editor who does all the work and gets little of the credit, you know, because it goes to Silas. Would you agree with that? Hey, we have a question.
Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. Can we stop right now so I can give Carol some credit?
Okay, sure.
Silas, we've talked about how the little searchlights come off the head, the masthead.
The lighthouse, yeah.
And how the back room has changed, but up front, will people notice anything? Notice much with the day to day running in the paper itself?
Carol, as you mentioned, Carol is very involved with the day to day work of the paper. So I'm going to let her.
And I should have thrown that at you, Carol. I did.
Well, One of the things that right away you're not going to notice much difference. We're still going to be doing our Shaping Our Future initiative. We're still going to be doing our in-depth stories, our local coverage, breaking news. For what people are going to see, it's not going to be much different. What you may start to see in the next year or so with the Record Searchlight is more of an outreach to the community to want to partner with the community in various ways, in business ways and in news coverage ways. We've already started that a bit with the Shaping Our Future, but there is some talk in the Journal Media Group of really shifting what the role of a newspaper is. It's not where the newspaper is just going to say, this is what you need to know. It's about working with the community, actually being a part of that community, trying to find ways to give extra value to our customers. If you subscribe to the paper, well, maybe you'll get something in addition besides just a paper or digital access. This is all still kind of in a really preliminary stage, but it's more of a new philosophy coming through this company about outreach and being really engaged and interacting with our customers, our advertisers, and our readers.
Well, this kind of fits into this question we just got from one of our on the chat room. Will the Record Searchlight increase in content, possibly more positive news to include good things happening not only locally but nationally? Also, better coverage of activities happening in the outlying communities and perhaps more content on local food and gardening?
Oh, all right. Well, that's a bundle.
Yeah.
As far as people read
your paper, and you know, we talk.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No, that's great. Yeah. And I'll take half of that, and I think Carol can speak to the other half. But the national, if you're looking for positive national news, just remember it's a presidential election cycle.
So oh boy.
We may be a couple of years away
front
from
front and center today.
Yeah, we're gonna all be worn out with that. All joking aside, I think the if you read the paper, and we've talked about this before, if you read the paper on any given week ever, outside of like middle of the summer when there's major fire and there's a lot that the community has to know, and that's what we're going to put, you know, front and center, period. But most of the any normal time you read the paper, you will see positive story after positive story. You'll see, you look this weekend, you had the major community cleanup. I thought it was really nice on Facebook. We had a great comment from somebody, thanking us for the extensive coverage of that. You know, a lot of pictures, video. You have interviews with the people that are out there. We've got, this is the time of the year that a lot of the honors come out with the various schools. We've had a lot of high schools with kids that have been doing remarkable things that we've been writing about. We write a ton about the events. The rodeo is coming up. You guys just had the Red Bluff Roundup folks in here, the Asphalt Cowboys. So I think you're going to continue to see a lot of positive news in the paper. That part isn't going to change. As far as the paper getting bigger, I think that depends on the community and on the business climate. I mean, we're much like you guys. We're supported by advertising. And the paper, the size of the paper often depends on that. As far as features content, home and garden, other elements.
Michelle Rogers is our content editor in charge of our feature section. And part of her job is also to reach out to the community. So what she's trying to do is reach out to some of the home and gardening groups and some of the other groups out there and have them contribute some content for us. So she met with the Master Gardeners recently and was encouraging them to start a blog where we could have that on our website, plus maybe republish it back in the paper. So we're out there working with the community to have them help as well and be a part of the reporting process.
I have noticed that y'all made a concerted effort
to
change the front page from blood everywhere to moving out into those. Now, you got some pages, that come out and it is. I wonder
sometimes we have one of those days.
Yeah.
Shasta County, we go in cycles sometimes. Sometimes we have one of those days, and we'll talk about it in the newsroom in the morning when we meet. Like, what is going on today?
Sometimes, and this is, again, running the paper just like we run our radio station, is you see something hits the front page that you think maybe should just be under Northern California. I mean, is this really a front page on something that's happened? The headlines. Are the headlines – this is one of the things that people bring up, and we've talked about it here before. The headlines are written someplace else. Is that true?
But they're approved here. It's
approved
a team
here.
Effort. It's not – we still have complete control over what that headline is in the paper. So
okay.
We own the headlines.
So when you see a headline –
you
like
can
that,
still blame us.
Okay. Yes. Well, I try to give you all a break.
Well,
here.
I will say, and I'm going to coupled with what Carl was saying, in that it's the front page for me personally is much more appealing. I want to see what's happening, you know, throughout the world headline. I want to see what's happening nationwide. But I also like to see something that's happening on a local flair. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, it's still something that's happening local. And you've been putting something on the front page each time I pick up the paper, because we get it here at the studio, is something that's heartwarming. It's a community story that's usually good. And I think that's important to just your daily dose of what you put in your brain. If you stay in a negative and the world is going to end and we're going to get you bombed in any moment, that's like slit your wrist reality every day. So it's nice to see the little good things that happen. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that.
Thank you. And I would say, you know, for us, it goes in some cases, it goes a step deeper as well. So part of it, like today, you have the centerpiece that's the Week of the Young Child. And it's a really cute picture on the front. And, you know, it's exactly mm-hmm. what you're talking mm-hmm. about, right? But the other thing that, and this is where Carol has been really, I think, leading the charge, and she's talked to you guys about this before, is the Shaping Our Future initiative, where we're taking serious issues that could be covered in a very negative way. Sometimes they are. I mean, crime is often negative news, as you point out. It also, though, is something where people are really, you look right now and listen to your show, and look in the paper, there's a lot of new names of people that are trying to do something. And when you start looking at the people that are making a difference, and, you know, this is what I hear Carol telling reporters all the time is, you know, I want people in the story. I want us to find the people that are involved with this. That's another way, not of spinning something in a positive direction, but of really going deeper in a way that gives the community opportunity to react to the thing to its challenges. I think that, I don't know if you call that positive news, but it certainly isn't negative navel gazing. It isn't just like, you know, slip my wrist because there's another car accident and a murder.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a little bit of an early break here because I want to come back and talk about that, because about in depth, because we had the chief of police and the Good News Rescue Mission was in here Thursday, and we had on my Facebook had over 1,500 hits on that, which is, you know, pretty good. Mm-hmm. And they talked about the coverage they got, and you all were mentioned along with a few other media outlets.
Okay.
And
right.
To talk about the negative side of it. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. We're here with Silas Lyons, editor, and Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. Down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Safari Club International, the leader in protecting the freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. On Saturday, May 2nd, join the Reading chapter for their 21st annual banquet to raise funds so the vital work of protecting our hunting heritage and educating youth can continue. Beginning at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Event Center, join a fun-packed evening with games, auctions, drawings, lots of guns, and your choice of a tri-tip or chicken dinner. Safari Club International of Reading is currently planning hunts regionally and for African game, and you can find out about these and all the activities of SCI and have a great time Saturday, May 2nd. For tickets, visit scireading.org or call 530-524-3252. That number again, 524-3252. The 21st annual fundraising banquet for the Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International. Tickets, 524-3252.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 8:32 in the morning here on April the 13th, a Monday, 605-4567. If you have a question for Silas Lyons, the editor of the Record Searchlight, or Carol Ferguson, the managing editor of the Record Searchlight, 55 degrees out there today. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time for great haircuts, great time. It's man's last stronghold. It's like the Cheers of barbershops right there at Cypress Square Barbershop across the street from the subway right there. Discounts for veterans and seniors. It's a veteran-owned business. Shasta. Okay, I'm okay. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. I'll be okay. I'm just
people. It's Monday.
It's Monday, and I'm just
people are throwing.
I'm still back.
You're looking at comments.
I'm still in Cedarville.
You're still in the, okay, in the field with Squirrel Wars.
Both the Chief and Rob Pelletti and Jonathan Anderson were here Thursday, and we replayed it Friday. It was a show talking about how we handle the transient, you know, and transients in the homeless population, and the things the police and the Good News Rescue Mission are starting to work together on. One of the things they said was that the headline in the Record Searchlight after that town hall meeting was extremely negative. And that the fact is that they're working together, that they wanted everybody to know that they're working together to try and solve this problem.
I think that's great. And that's it. And that's their perspective. I certainly didn't come here to argue with where they're coming from. We work in public and we expect that the work that we do is going to be critiqued. And you know, sometimes we get it right. Hopefully most of the time we get it right. In this case, if either the chief or Mr. Anderson wanted to follow up and have that conversation, I certainly hope they'll reach out.
But they did say that they were having an in-depth interview, I think, with Record Searchlight.
Yes, they did. We had an in-depth interview with them on Friday, and Joe Sadowski is working on that and fashioning that into a story now. So.
Okay. Well, you know, it was kind of I kind of really liked the ideas that they were working together, because this is a major. You know, Good News Rescue Mission is a major player in this whole thing, and how this is and how the transient and the homeless population is impacting on our city here, as you all well know, because you've been right in the middle of this too. Let's go to the phones. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a comment here?
I want you to know that I called before you started talking about the transients this morning.
Okay. So, okay. All right.
Although
Chris.
They did steal the chain off my front fence this morning, but that's another story.
Oh boy.
The
hey,
constant battle.
I want to congratulate these two, and I'm sorry Smitty isn't there today, but I am an advertiser, and I have seen in a short period of time a huge change. I had pretty much walked away from the paper as an advertiser, and I am beyond thrilled, because I'm one of those that believe that a small town, and I still think we're a small town, needs a nice local paper. But as an advertiser, I would encourage the business people out there to take a new, fresh look at this entity, because I'm seeing a huge change, and I am pleasantly surprised and enthusiastic about it.
Well, that's wonderful. Chris, thank you very much. I'm sorry about the chain on your fence. But,
well, you know, every day it's something. So. Well,
Silas said he's going to replace that chain. what
size chain was that?
What a god. Oh, there's no sense replacing it. They'll just steal it again. So.
Right.
Thanks.
Well, for Christmas, you know, I'll get you a padlock.
You take a couple pages out, Chris, he'll just stand out there by the chain.
I think Steve Smith, since he you mentioned Steve, he goes by Smitty sometimes, and I'll make sure if he wasn't listening that we pass that on to him. I mean, that's wonderful, and he is really a neat guy. I think he's exactly the kind of guy that would stand out there all night and guard your fence.
Really?
Well, I have to say, I had a chip on my shoulder the first time he came to my office, but he won me over pretty quick. So, we're real enthusiastic around here about this, and we're looking forward to a great relationship.
Well,
thanks, guys, and congratulations.
Hang on just for a second, Chris. I'm going to go meet Steve, Smitty, because I need to find out what works.
Yeah, good luck on that, Carl. Nice talking to you, Linda.
Thank you, Chris.
Bye.
Bye. You know what? That's a really positive. We've known Chris since we've moved here. And, of course, you know,
Chris Waga.
She's also, you know, she's one of the huge, handles lots of accounts.
Yeah.
And very involved in the community. And she's mentored us on some levels, and we really appreciate that. But it's nice to hear some random call this morning to call in. I will tell you that there was a person in town, and we've had this conversation off the air, that was a local business owner and showed me all the front pages that he said, why would I advertise in this paper back in the day when every page was murder, mayhem, and negative. And now I am sure his tune has changed as well. So it's nice to hear somebody who's handling advertising accounts to call in just out of the blue and say that. And I think it's really important that we as a community, we can go on rants, but it's important to stop. And when you see somebody making a change, it's to stop and thank them. You're being heard. You're serving the community. And again, thank you, Chris, for making that call. Now, she's got her chain stolen again today. She's had a fire next to her house. Every day she's dealing with something homeless encampments next to her property.
Let's just go to that right now then. The homeless problem that we are facing here, y'all have started started getting involved, Carol, in this. In fact, we've had the guy on for the small houses.
Mm-hmm.
Doug Christian. And, you know, frankly, at the beginning when he first started talking, I thought, not too sure about this. One of the things that happened is our city council, our brand new city council we just elected, is supposed to be doing this. They're spending a lot of time on activities that have nothing to do with the main problems. They throw editor said, in editorials I really jumped onto and agreed with, was that they are trying to put Band-Aids on things with sit lie ordinances instead of trying to go after the big, you know, the overall problem, which they promised to do, and the crime problem, which they promised to do. What do you see? I mean, what do you see as a paper's place in this battle?
Well, I mean, you mentioned the editorials, and the editorial board is myself. Bad grammar. The editorial board is me, Malene Hazel, and Steve Smith, who's just mentioned. I think the big thing that we've been asking as from the editorial page is, what is the long game? We get that there are things that need to be done immediately, that when you have a crisis, you have to deal with the crisis at hand. But if every railing in your city is made out of razors, the answer is not to just keep buying Band-Aids. You know, you've got to eventually, you know, what I think the paper as an editorial board as an editorial page has kind of stood for is, we need to look ahead down the road. And, you know, if you don't have a wait list for Section 8 housing because there's so little of it, and you don't have enough adequate places for people to be during the day, and so they're filling up the library and the streets and other places, and you are cleaning up, rightfully so, these sensitive areas all over this beautiful city that we have that's very spread out, has a lot of green space in it. You're cleaning it up and cleaning out encampments and flushing people out of canyons and away from the river. People go somewhere. And so you know, the question that we keep coming back to is what next? Like, what's the big plan? And so far, it seems, you know, to the extent there are answers, they are they're pretty nascent. You know, the guys like Doug Christian that is trying to work on the tiny houses, or Ann Muir Korn has been trying to work on a day center.
They're outside. You know what? And this is what happened with April LaFrance, with her thing. And the other one is Take Back Reading. I don't see any leadership from the city council. Do you see any leadership from the city council?
On this issue, I think we've said pretty publicly that we don't think the city council's leading.
So were you surprised at the – because you backed these people that were elected.
We endorsed both Weaver and Schrader.
Yeah, and not Francie. And yet these people you've endorsed, are you seeing the leadership you expected?
I think we're looking to, you know, I mentioned this to you off the air, hope springs eternal. I think that both of them, the qualities that we saw in them during the election process give me hope. But I think that the community as a whole is going to demand that they start working on deeper, more substantive issues. Maybe they're taking their time, but I feel like they need to be communicating that then, so we know where they're headed here, because it probably takes a while to get fully up to speed as a city council member. I'll tell you, it took me at least 2 years to figure out anything more than where was the bathroom and that Carol was running things to try to know how to be an editor. So I know it takes time to get, you know, it takes time to get up to speed. I hope that that's going to happen.
Well, you know what? We had high hopes too on some of these on these things. But your editorials have said, it seems like they're very intent on ending discussion or doing away with things. That this I found very disturbing. So did 25 other people that stood up that night.
Is it the city council isn't for the people? It's for the community. Doesn't the community need to be heard?
Yeah, and the community deserves. You know, I haven't as a reporter covered the Reading City Council. I remember covering the San Luis Obispo City Council, and there were a couple of these folks that everybody knew.
Yeah.
And actually, if they didn't come 1 week, you know, they'd send somebody to the house to check on them, make sure they're okay. But they'd get up and they'd rant and rail for their time, that's the deal. That's democracy.
Yes, yes, and democracy is messy.
Yes, it is.
But we get to do this kind of thing.
We get to stand here and we get to argue about things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, you generally get to better solutions that way.
Well, we hope so. And speaking of better solutions and people that are making comments, Carol, every time you hear, I go, what is this with these anonymous comments? You know, that people can say horrible things to each other, and it turns out there's only like two of them, you know, that making 400 comments. You know, but they go by different names, and they say nasty things about people, and you don't know who they are. Because I think I've been being nice to people that I don't think I would have been if I knew who it was writing. Because one of them knows me, but I don't know who that person is. Well, probably maybe more than one. Anyway, something's happened at the paper, and wow.
What is it?
Well, we have a new commenting system. The former commenting system that we had, the vendor who provided it went out of business. So we needed to find something
else. I mean,
we'll be honest and open about that one.
They just quit.
After I stole his dog?
That was it. We had to find another solution pretty quickly. So yeah. Facebook was, it was pretty much easy. We could put it in place right away. What we decided here at the Record Searchlight was, by implementing Facebook comments, we were going to do away with the anonymity. We wanted people to use their real names. What we've seen is that about half of our former regular commenters came along, and some of them are in there doing the exact same thing. They're still being mean and nasty to each other, but now they're using their real names. We've seen some new people come in who didn't used to comment and come in saying, wow, I'm really glad. You know, I really like this. The Facebook comments are great. Thank you. It's more civil. And then, you know, we've had some who just didn't want to come along. They wanted that anonymity.
Probably the nastier ones, I would imagine.
And some of them just didn't want to do Facebook. I mean, some of them just have some hang-ups with going on Facebook.
That opens you up a lot.
Understandably, a lot of people were concerned about privacy issues and all of that. So they'll say, I'll still read the articles, but I'm not going to join Facebook.
So there'd be the article and there'd be like 100 comments. Now there's zero. Are you saying they're on Facebook now? But if it's on Facebook, it'll show
no,
there
if there's
in the
a
paper.
Comment. If there's a comment on the story, it'll be right under the story, just where they always were.
Okay.
What you're seeing is that there's fewer comments.
Oh.
And that tells you something about how much people love to comment anonymously or how much they feel like they need that cover in order to
– to be nasty in order to people they don't –
Yeah, or you know, I will tell you that there's somebody who you would probably know in the community, very well-respected business person, who sent me a very thoughtful email saying how disappointed he is in the change and that he wanted to be able to continue to comment anonymously. He felt like he was able to add something to conversation that way. So it's not unanimous.
Yeah, I
would say that a second ago as you were pumping your fist that's the general reaction we've seen.
Well, you know what? I mean, some of them, you know, frankly, they're kind of funny. They go after each other. But in some cases, they've gone after people, you know, that it's just nasty. And you don't know, and these are people that you probably know, but who would never say that to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like Kent Dagg and a couple others, I mean, oh my God, the things that are said are, you just put Patrick Jones, that's all you have to, the whole article, Patrick Jones, and then watch it just load up like that. It was just, I think to me it's more professional. And if you want to say something, you know, then they know who I am. They know who Linda is. They know Silas and they know Carol when you all say something. So we shouldn't. I think it's only right that people, if you're going to say something, you can stand up for your viewpoint there. Anyway, I've got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. We have the managing editor, Carol Ferguson, and Silas Lyons, the editor of the Record Searchlight. And we're going to get Steve. We're going to get Smitty on here as soon as he gets well. We'll be right back.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join CareNet Pregnancy Center of Northern California for their upcoming annual Fun Run and Walk called Run for Their Lives. There will be 2 events at 2 locations. The Redding Center will host their event on Saturday, April 18th at the Sundial Bridge. For more information and online registration, go to carenetnorcal.org/upcoming events or contact the center at 246-7075. The Red Bluff Center will host their 10th annual event the following weekend on Saturday, April 25th at Community Baptist Church. For more information and registration, contact the Red Bluff Center at 528-8102. Run for Their Lives is being sponsored by Caliber Office Furniture, the Best Little Sandwich Shop, Abba's Child Learning Center, the YMCA, Marinello School of Beauty, Dutch Bros, the Bus Booth, American West Bank, the Stirring Church, Cornerstone Bank, and Baltimore Dogs. All proceeds go directly to offer free services to the families that we serve. Join us as we run for their lives.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, can you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Spring Water?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Spring Water. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It is 10 till 9 here on the 13th of April, Monday. 55 degrees out there. It's going to be maybe a chance of rain today. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River and Romance on the River with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. Going to happen in
May 7th.
May 7th. Come on out and join us. We just have a great time out there. It's a special menu on the...
Got the jazz trio going on. We're going to have Johnny Gonzalez on piano, Bruce Kalin on Senda bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and our special guest will be Lou White playing his beautiful flute, clarinet and sax, and a lot of songs from the American Songbook, and come and check it out. Great special steak and lobster, and yeah, lots of fun.
Lots of fun. Give them a call, though, 243-3377. Ask for Elements Lounge, ask for Romance on the River, and ask for seats up front so you can see everything. And you can dance also that night. It's a great time. All right. And our guests are Silas Lyons, editor of the Record Searchlight, and Carol Ferguson, the managing editor of the Record Searchlight. Big election year coming up. Hillary just said she's running. Do you think there's going to be any other Democrats running? Seriously? I'm not being facetious about
this.
Do you think anybody else will throw their?
I still find it hard to believe that Elizabeth Warren isn't going to run. I mean, maybe she's just setting herself up for a VP or something. But
that could be.
You know, Marco Rubio just announced a little while ago.
He did. You know, and Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, and then Jeb Bush is going to jump in. Frankly, just my opinion. I think too many Bushes, too many Clintons.
Bush versus Clinton.
I know. I'd have a real problem with that one. I may have to move to Canada on that one. Yeah, I know. Bob's over there gagging. Okay, give Bob an air sick bag.
It's really going to be something. I mean, I would hope that the Democrats have somebody else of significance run so that they can have an argument within the party. I mean, I think it's terrible when you have these coronations. You look at Kamala Harris right now, who's about to just walk into a United States Senate seat with almost no opposition. And she doesn't have to defend herself. She doesn't have to explain what she's done. She's just going to be able to walk right into it. You talk about democracy. That, to me, is just –
I'm glad you brought that up on democracy here. You've got – There's a Republican running against her. He's a retired, retired Marine. He's just been.
He's from Northern San Diego County. Yeah. Rocky.
That's right.
What's his last name? Anyway, but look at California's demographics. Yeah. I mean, the guy could be by far the more qualified. He is not going to become a United States Senator against a Democrat.
Well, let's talk about that. We have no representation up here. Would you say that? Would you agree? Let me put it this way: that our representation up here in Northern California is basically two people, and they have very little to say in Sacramento. I mean, no matter how good they are, Brian Daly, I'm not going to mention Ted, but Jim Nielsen. These guys fight for us, but they can't even get a bill out of committee. And when they do, they take the bill. The Democrats take the bill, usurp it, and put their own people on it. You know, is this right?
I mean, you're getting into that. That gets into the whole, of course. And this is the State of Jefferson argument in a nutshell. Is that we don't have enough people, and we don't want enough people. to counterbalance, the Bay Area and the Greater Los Angeles area by a long shot.
One county.
and you go back to the old Supreme Court decisions that rocks and sticks don't get a vote. And so we end up in this situation where we live in a place we love, we want to be here, we don't want it to be overcrowded with people, but we live in a large state that we are outvoted significantly. And you look at, I mean, look, you take nothing more than the sit-lie ordinance we were just talking about. It doesn't, may not matter what the city council does, because we are in such a minority in Sacramento that the prevailing view down there is probably going to be behind this bill that would ban all sit-lie ordinances in California. So the local community wouldn't be able to make that decision. We just, you know, spoke. We just editorialized against that.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of things that really frustrate people. As much as we've, I think, said pretty publicly, and I know the state of Jefferson people don't appreciate it, that we can't see a path to a state of Jefferson that looks realistic at all. The fact that they're frustrated with the lack of representation is not, they're not out to lunch on that. That's for sure. I mean, we really, truly do get outvoted all the time.
Then what's the solution to this?
Well, I mean, I go back to what my friend Tanya told me, own it or change it. So, you know, for me, that means you either own it and you live within the system, you try to make the, you try to do the best in your community and you know, do what you can or you change it. And then maybe, you know, in our case, and if the state of Jefferson isn't an option and you feel that badly about it, move.
Okay. Well,
let's go to the phones. Mark, you're live. Do you have a question for either Carol or Silas?
Well, my question is this. I know that you just made the statement, you can't see a path to it, but you can't see a path to anything until someone tries. And what is the answer to lack of representation except beginning a campaign with tens of thousands of people, and we have eight counties who have now declared to withdraw from the state of California, still working in 12 more counties. In fact, we have over 10,000 signatures in Shasta County already, even though the government there refuses to even listen to the program. So what else are people to do? Nothing? Or should they continue to do something?
Okay, Mark, good question.
Yeah, and I would be the last person I would hope to ever tell somebody else not to do something or not to push for something that you believe in, and we continue to cover it. I mean, but we in our role in analysis and in the editorial pages, I think we've just looked at the overall series of things that would happen in order for that to become a reality.
But,
it doesn't seem very.
But likely. I have to agree with Mark. Is that, you know, if we don't take the steps, we're going to just live like this and live with this. I mean, more fire taxes. Now they're going after water. I mean, big time here. You know, you're going to start being able to start getting out of your wells. We've got water disappearing out of the sack, and they're going to want more. Brown has just changed is changing his idea on the twin tunnels, saying it's not going to be environmentally feasible, as he said before. Okay, we've only got a few minutes left. Where's Record Search Light going here, Carol?
Okay. I'll tell you where we're
going.
Where
are y'all going?
We have just a few minutes left.
Actually, yeah. Okay, Steve Smith, our new publisher, he loves papers. He loves print. He is really pushing to beef up all of our coverage in print, getting that paper into more people's hands, getting more people to our website, getting more people to our apps. He is gung-ho, really, about print, especially. He loves it. It's where his career came up from. So he has people at these events now selling our paper, telling people what, you know, hey, give it another look. Come on back. That sort of thing. So you're going to see us really more out there saying, here we are. Here's what we can do. Here's what we can do for you. And here's how we can maybe work with you or partner with you in something. So that's where we're going. It's exciting to see this.
Yeah, it is.
So we're
that's
just,
positive.
You're just, you know, everybody's kind of got a new vitality. Then they go, let's go out there and explode this. I think it's important that we in the media, whether it's over the air or in the print, that we all work together too for the betterment of our city and our society.
I agree.
And we find that common ground that all of us can agree on and that we can work together on.
Free speech. We can all start there.
Free speech. You know, something, as we've always said, is that a town isn't a town without a paper. And even though we may not agree all the time, we love having the Record Searchlight.
Well, and you guys provide something really tremendously valuable to this community as well in doing what you do and bringing people in the way you do and supporting local causes. We appreciate you.
Well, 1,600 guests, 6 years. Yeah, something like that. I mean, you know, not all the same. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have some veterans on. Let's talk about what's happening in the Veterans Service Office over there that is, for all intents and purposes, closed with 6,000 people needing help. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A North Carolina community college is locked down.
There have been shots fired on the campus of Wayne Community College. There has been one fatality, and there's one shooter.
Tim Bess, public information officer for the city of Goldsboro, North Carolina. Authorities hunting for the gunman, Goldsboro, about 50 miles southeast of Raleigh. Although the official announcement is scheduled for later today, Senator Marco Rubio has already told top donors that he is running for the Republican presidential nomination. The first-term senator from Florida posting a pre-announcement video on his website.
The reason why America is special and what defines us as a people and as a nation is the idea that anyone from anywhere can accomplish anything here, because we believe that every human being born anywhere on earth has a God-given right. Not a law-given right, a God-given right to go as far as their talent and their work will take them.